Welcome back to DMnastics, the gym for dungeon masters to work out their minds. Hello, it's me, one of your hosts, DM Celeste, aka Sea Witch.
There is part of me that always wonders, part of me, DM Neil, aka Jotmaniac, that always wonders if people can definitely tell when we do multiple ones of these in the row and how it degrades over time.
Oh, yeah, so we just, because I go, oh no, they must sound different than last time I did it.
Exactly.
Even though you have no idea but the magic of editing.
But that's because usually Celeste and I decide, would you rather do one every other week or do four like every other month? And that groan-worthy segue that I already heard actually captured on audio, a groan, is because today's exercise is entitled, today's superset rather, is entitled, Would You Rather?
Wow. I just read the question that this episode looks at, and it's good. This is very good.
Okay, so it is a literally Dungeons and Dragons themed Would You Rather, and in the forum, I created the question that I will ask you, and I do want your answer for, and then basically the next person answered that and asked their own, and subsequently you have a list of Would You Rathers. So the question I have for you is, would you rather fight an ancient dragon-sized kobold or 10 kobold-sized dragons?
I just think a kobold-sized dragon would be so cute. I mean, they're really dangerous because they're not like young dragons. They're like big, mean dragons, but they're small, but they're so fierce and cute. I just really want to see it. I think I'd be okay with getting slain in that fight.
Okay, perfect. And now, just based on your description, it makes me think of the dogs playing cards, that classic painting, but using kobold-sized dragons.
Oh, playing cards. I love it. Sign me up. Yep. Sign me up. Easy, would you rather.
And then you have like a little dragon horde in the middle of the table. Perfect.
I just want a dragon to be my purse dragon. So I feel like that I could make this work with them.
Done.
I'm ready. But
let's go ahead and get to the exercise already in progress.
Well, I think that's smashing.
So to kick things off, I posed the question, would you rather fight an ancient dragon-sized kobold or 10 kobold-sized dragons? And first up was Almarian Knight, and he said, a battle with a dragon-sized kobold sounds absolutely stellar, and that would be a battle to remember, and I think both of them would be memorable, but probably the kobold that is the size of a building would be a bit more memorable. So he has a little bit of a preface for his question, and it is, so you and your party are walking through a dungeon, and you come across a portal that will literally change your soul if you enter. However, it will shut and allow the other players to continue, for it blocks the way out of the dungeon. Now, you personally were given a letter that only you could decipher, and it would save the king of the realm. If you walk through the portal, then you will be rebirthed as a completely different person and will forget the letter, and the king will be doomed. However, if a friend enters the portal, he will be, you know this because the letter you have, become a great, unstoppable evil in this world. Would you rather go through the portal, allowing the king to die, or sacrifice a friend who will become a force of evil? Note, if you enter the portal, no evil will arise.
That's intense. So, I actually came up with the answer to this, and I say, go through the portal. Kings can often turn into tyrants. At least going through the portal, my friend doesn't turn to the dark side, causing me to have to cut off his legs, an arm, throw him into a volcano, bury his now dead wife, and separate and hide his newborn children just so they could one day be reunited, and one follow the path of a knight, only to learn that the enemy of all that is deemed good is actually his father.
Interesting. I feel like I've heard that before. Maybe not, though.
That's pretty original. I think I came up with that entirely on my own.
It's almost like they could make a movie of it.
It's almost like I wish they hadn't. So my would you rather was, I said, would you rather steal from a beholder the crown of a long dead king to return to his grandson in order for him to claim the throne and bring it into a civil war, or leave the crown knowing that if you took it, the beholder would summon forth an army and invade the land? Frotastic answered this one, and he said, unite the lands. So he's stealing the crown to unite the lands, and this, he says, would strengthen all the peoples for the upcoming beholder invasion. His would you rather was, would you rather take a potion, not knowing the effects, or equip a magic weapon seen to be cursed?
Galakan said, I would totally drink the potion I know nothing about. Could be awesome for me, whereas the cursed item is guaranteed to give a bad result. Granted, the potion could be worse, but the chances are better. So a little question prep from Galakan. You are traversing through the underworld, trying to bring back a friend that died. What dreams may come? The demons down here would undoubtedly overpower you if they caught you, and things are getting harder and harder to traverse without being noticed. You find a small demon in your travels that offers you assistance against the big boys only if you become a vessel for him to hide in so that he can get out of here. Would you rather accept his offer and know that you can get past the challenge ahead, bringing your friend and yourself out from the underworld? Or do you refuse his offer and accept that at least one, if not all of your group, will be killed in the coming rooms? DM Genesis X says that the demon hosting is a lot of fun in terms of RP potential, so I would definitely go for that.
Ooh.
And it kind of gives you a backstory of how you would multiclass with Warlock. Interesting. And the question that DM Genesis X poses is, would you rather take the legendary sword that will save the kingdom, but drive your friends to madness and inevitable death, or leave it, keeping your friends, but risk lacking the tool required to defeat the forces of evil?
GM Yoshi stepped up to the plate in order to answer this one, and he said, there is a time for all of us to perish. It may as well be at my hands. I take the sword. I like that. He's pulling the Arthur. He's grabbing the sword. He's going to pull it from the stone and do what he can. I like it. Next, his question was, would you rather never age and continue living forever, or every time you die, you restart your original life? So to answer GM Yoshi's, Laser Sniper got in the gym and said, to roam the world and being able to observe and experience everything unfold, definitely eternal life. So watch out for this guy, might be a Sith Lord, kind of got some Palpatine vibes. Be that as it may, here's his. You lived in the modern world. Then all of a sudden, gods entered the world, ripped apart your reality, and created their own magical one. You're given the power to oust the gods and restore your reality, but only 800 years later, when new races have risen and communities and nations formed. Do you restore your reality by destroying this new one? Or do you leave it alone?
So Dave Irwin's answered with, Queen said it best when they said, who wants to live forever? Who wants to live forever? 800 years is not a very long time for new races to evolve. I'd probably restore my own time, being as I imagine I just spent 800 years lamenting the loss of my civilization while observing the savage nature of evolving societies. And he asks the question, would you rather kill an innocent child in a ritual to stop an invading evil, or leave via a magical portal with only the closest to you, family, etc.? And Vulash steps up to the plate and answers, I'd rather leave with my family and friends, I think. I know I'd potentially be dooming others, but that would be by allowing everyone else the freedom of their own actions. Killing an innocent child is a concerted choice of evil. That's tough, though, because either way, you've doomed yourself a bit. And they ask, would you rather DM a player that's always argued every rule with you, or one that was never able to grasp the right perspective of role-playing and interjected really awkward and difficult to deal with RP moments at every turn? Especially the dramatic ones.
DM Librenchild says, hands down, I would go with the awkward and difficult RP because it is difficult, but it's just more DMnastics, which keeps you on your toes and forces you to be creative with your responses and can help create new and interesting lines of RPing and storylines you might never have seen or considered otherwise. So that's definitely the cup half full, and I like it. That's someone who's got zeal and they want to be in the gym as often as possible. So they say, would you rather commit a self-sacrifice TPK to postpone the end of the world by 100 years, or sacrifice an entire town, including women and children, to bring an end to the threat permanently. So Frotastic answered, and he said, if killing the town saves the entire world, then it seems like the better option. The greater good. And he says, would you rather sacrifice yourself into becoming a weapon capable of defeating the BBEG, sentient weapon basically, but be forgotten by everyone you ever knew, as if you were erased from existence, or try and fail to defeat the BBEG on your own terms?
Dave Irwin said that I would definitely rather be forgotten. You can make new connections with people after the fact, but I think being forgotten makes for a more tragic story. You can still be the hero and live knowing you saved the world, but no one else would. It would be even better if they remembered the events so that you had no hand in it. Now that is tragic. Going for the story. And so Dave Irwin posed a question for an evil campaign. Would you rather eat a poison fruit with a 5% chance of survival to gain a very powerful item, or betray a PC and fight to the death? So DM Rowan said, ooh, fight to the death, definitely. If I were an evil character, my character would be super cocky. And she poses the question, would you rather kill a loved one living in never-ending pain, or cure them, but you give the curse to someone else? You have to be the one who kills them, and you can't decide who is cursed. It is given to a random innocent person.
Wow, that's intense. Laser Sniper says, I would end it at its source. Sorry, loved one. Sad face. A tough choice indeed. Laser Sniper then says, you happen upon a long-dead adventurer with most of his gear intact. The most impressive piece is a gorgeous sword of incredible craftsmanship. However, there's a family crest carved into the hilt. You know the family. Do you return the sword, or do you keep it to serve in your journeys? DM Neil, aka Jotmoniac, said, definitely taking the sword. Easier to ask for forgiveness than permission, and maybe I can remake the hilt. Haha! And then he says, you have been traveling for days while constantly harassed by enemies, and you have very little health left. There are only two party members left. You are the healer and have one spell left. Safety isn't very far away, and you have to choose, will you cast the spell on yourself? Whoever you choose will make it to safety. The other will not.
So Dave Irwin said, if I am a good aligned cleric, then I would definitely cast on my party member. If I was neutral, then on myself. And if I was evil, probably a coin toss. A literal coin toss to decide. Then DM Kiato posts, you and your party are fighting a necromancer. You are attacking to stop him from performing a ritual on the princess that you were sent to save. You have learned that the ritual will drain her life force, and due to her ancient bloodline will summon forth a demon lord of immense power that would most likely be unstoppable on the material plane. The ritual has started, and the princess is in the spell circle, enveloped in a magic black and red flame. There are 6 points defined on the spell circle, and at the end of each is a small female child of innocence that fuels the spell's power. Your party has just slain the necromancer in a vain effort to stop the ritual. But the spell is now fueled by the dark magic and the demon lord who only used the necromancer to get the spell started. The only way to stop the spell, to break its flow of power, you must destroy the conduits, the children, or the vessel, the princess, or allow the possibly unstoppable demon lord in, and to your party's knowledge, they will all die at the spell's end anyways. What do you choose?
Yeah, okay. Almarian Knight came up with a response, and he said, I love this. I would probably attempt to save the innocents, if that is at all possible. However, I would personally wonder if it is possible to take the spell's full force and place it upon myself, so that if the demon lord is released, the children and the princess at least get a chance to escape, or at the very least a quick death, as I suffer under the full weight of the spell. What a hero right there. His is, a rich brother and a poor brother are arguing over their family's inheritance. Both brothers are cruel to each other, but one of them must get the inheritance. You cannot keep it to yourself, or divide it, or hide it. If you give the inheritance to the rich brother, everything will be as it was, and the rich brother will continue being cruel to the poor brother. However, you know if you give the money to the poor brother, he will become rich and start being cruel to the richer brother. You know this with absolute certainty. Who do you give the money to? DM Foreclosure says, balance is the fulcrum of the world. He who once suffered shall be given the opportunity to cause suffering. Give it to the poor brother. It is his time. His challenge then is, the bard of the party has fallen in love with a beautiful aristocrat, and together they fled from the noble's loathsome fate. An arranged marriage to another highborn known to be foul and repugnant, the two are allowed a few days of peace and happiness until it is revealed to the party that the marriage is not only arranged, but enchanted. The union of these two families maintains a magical contract that sustains the health of the kingdom. Without this binding to seal the arcane agreement, the kingdom will inevitably fall into ruin, dooming many who depend on the sustenance and safety of the realm. However, the prophecy is unclear on the nature of the kingdom's fall. It could be many moons before the realm fails, perhaps even long enough for the bard and the noble to live out their lives in peace and joy. As the rest of the party, do they sacrifice a comrade's happiness and the future of an innocent to guarantee the prosperity of the realm? As the bard, are you willing to be the cause of the eventual disintegration of a kingdom as you pass your days in joy, or must you betray your lover for the betterment of hundreds of souls, however far in the future they may reside? For bonus GM points, the return of the bard's beloved is worth a pretty penny to the family of the foul noble. Can the players balance their roleplay desires with their want for crazy loots? Also, it's always the bard, isn't it?
Protastic says, well, it's either him or the sorcerer. Damned charisma checks. He says that, also, since prophecy is always such a bother and not always right, bard marriage for the win. It could be that the kingdom dissolves, but the empire of the bard emerges. So he says that a great demon has taken possession of a woman and she is now with child. And this child would be a host of demonic powers. Do you decide to kill the child? Or do you take him in and train him to keep him away from the dark side? So, Laser Sniper says, for the story, I shall train him. For reals, though, I would knock the... For reals, though, I would knock the kid's block off. Training him away from the dark side never works.
It really doesn't. Jane Walks Far's Would You Rather is, would you rather journey in a gnome tinker vessel to the center of the earth or to the moon? Protastic says, meh, I'd feel safer going to the center of the earth. And then he says, would you rather be your own master, though you have the insecurity of not always having enough food to eat, or work for someone who is just vile but gives you the security of knowing that you will always be fed and secure? Yeah, okay, that one was lame. Sue me.
All right, you're getting served papers. I don't know how to do that internationally, but we'll look into it. So Whip Stash says that I'd rather have the freedom, even hungry, not being beholden to someone else at all, much less someone who treats you horribly, is vitally important. Would you rather be a singing bard who is deluded about your ability, meaning you think you're amazing, but you actually can't carry a tune, or be forced into being a singing bard despite thinking that you sing terribly, all the while having a fantastic singing voice? In either situation, you never find out the truth of your abilities. And Arnil's response was, I would like to think I'm terrible, but actually be good at singing, because then I could pay the bills and not understand why people keep paying me. And they ask, would you rather be a zombie in a cleric convention or a mind flayer in a Gith Yankee convention?
Laser Sniper says, I would rather be a zombie. If I got lucky, they would just turn me and I would run my decaying little feet away. Amazing. So yeah, that wraps up all the Would You Rather posts that we collect.
Hey everybody, did you like what you just heard or any of the episodes you've ever heard from us? If so, go ahead and click right now into your podcast app of choice and leave us some stars, leave us a rating and review, tell us what you think of the show, tell us your favorite worst pun from Neil, and let's get this rolling. please, leaving those ratings and reviews really, really does help the show grow, so thank you.
And if you want to get a hold of us and tell us, and I guess more personally, tell me how bad you think my puns are, you can always do that at DMnastics, or you can always do that by emailing us at DMnastics@gmail.com, or heading over to Twitter and just tagging me and saying this was awful at DMnastics.
This was
or
bad.
Me personally at JoteMoniac. And of course, if you want to agree with Celeste and tell us all how awful it was, you can do so at C. Conowich. And of course, for everything else, go to BlockPartyPodcastNetwork.com.
And a huge thank you, as always, to the Bards over on Bombarded for our intro and outro music. You can find out more about the awesome Bards of Bombarded at bombardedcast.com. But with that, we will turn out the lights and head out of the gym. Before we go, I want to implore you, the listeners, to join the forums, the Discord, Twitter, anywhere you can find us, and take part in these challenges, exercises, and the other amazing conversations being had.
And to do that, head over to dungeonmasterblock.freeforums.net and try some DMnastics. So your players don't ask, do you even lift?